Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, What Will There Be For Us?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have been given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, Those who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, you yourselves will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who's given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. It's terrifying on television seeing the wildfires with flames thousands of feet high soaring in deep red, and the floodwaters tearing through towns. The news has been full of people who have lost everything, persons who stand in disbelief and the pain of loss, searching for hope. Even those on COVID wards. If you can hear me on your device, you are rich. If you have food to eat and a home in which to sleep, you are rich. You may be going from paycheck to paycheck or gotten assistance from some organization in your area. You don't have to be a billionaire who can go on space flights to be rich. If you have people who love you and whom you love, you are rich. How can we who are rich pass through the eye of a needle and enter the kingdom of God? How do we allow God to make that possible? What are we called to give up or share to become smaller so we can enter the kingdom of God? Is it not by making the kingdom present by being more loving and selfless in the eyes of God? For many in the United States, the new census figures are a shock as we see growing diversity and a decline in an Anglo population. There is fear of a new poverty and a loss of power. Like the disciples, some may ask, what will there be for us? Jesus reminds us today that salvation is a gift to those who find their riches in trusting God, in whom all things are possible. Do I want to be like those who see their homes destroyed or loved ones lost? No. But am I called to put others ahead of my wants and allow love to grow? Do we really need all the stuff we have? I have witnessed the abundance of love shared by those in need when they look out for each other. For when we share, we come into relationship with others. Love grows. God grows in us. Our life and fullness becomes eternal. Who will you look out for today? Not because of an inheritance, but because it is the way Jesus taught us to be. What stuff are you called to share? How are you called to give of yourself in love, that the kingdom may be real?